This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles from Azol City to Lok Asang as a significant milestone for the development of Mizoram. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters from the central Azol to Lok Asang in Azol yesterday, Shah emphasized that the move marks a new chapter of Azol City and a pivotal step towards the state's growth. He said that the relocation of this Assam Rifles Battalion headquarters is a vision for the development of Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that the Government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast.
नॉर्थ-ईस्ट में टूरिज्म से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक, स्पोर्ट्स से लेकर स्पेस तक और एग्रीकल्चर से लेकर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप तक हर क्षेत्र में विकास के नए आयाम ये 10 साल में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार गढ़ रही है.
In Telangana, 64 members of the banned CPIM-IO's party have been voluntarily surrendered before the Inspector General of Police, Multi-Zone 1 Chandrasekhar Reddy and Bhadrari Kottagudem District Superintendent of Police Rohit Raj. The IGP informed the media that 48 men and 16 women are among those who surrendered yesterday. He said that the surrendered Maoist will be given 25,000 rupees each as an immediate assistance beside the rehabilitation support. The Reserve Bank of India has been selected for the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by the Central Banking of London in UK. The central bank was awarded for this digital initiatives named Prava and Sarthi, which were developed by the in-house developer team. The awards committee noted how these digital initiatives have been reduced the use of paper-based submissions, thus transforming RBI's internal and external processes. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to tune into his podcast interview with Lex Fridman to the broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation conversed the diverse topics including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. The Union Minister of Communication, Ashwini Vaishnaw, said that the first chip made in India will be rolled out this year. Interacting with the IIT students in Chennai yesterday, he said that the four chips made in India will be rolled out in the next 2 years and India will apply to supply made in India chips to Tesla, Volkswagen and also to any part of the world. He told that 5 semiconductors are under construction in India presently. The minister informed that the government had allocated 10,000 crore rupees for the development under artificial intelligence vision. India captain Harmanpreet Singh and senior goalkeeper Savita Punia won the Hockey India Balbir Singh Senior Player of the Year award in the men's and women's categories. In men's category, Harmanpreet led India to their second consecutive bronze medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics. He was also part of the Tokyo Olympics bronze medal winning side, and the award ceremony was attended by the former sports minister Kiran Rijiju, Hockey India president Dilip Tirki, and the secretary general Bhola Nath Singh, among others. In Myanmar, an airstrike by the military on the village under the control of the pro-democracy resistance group has killed at least 27 civilians, including 6 children. A spokesperson from the Mandalay People's Defense Force reported that at least 30 people were injured in Friday's airstrike at the Let Pan Hla village in Singu Township. The Mandalay People's Defense Force supports the Myanmar's main opposition and seized the town of Singu in July last year. The IMD said that the forecast heat wave to severe heat waves condition will be isolated in Orissa today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.